This is the Consultant Playbook, written by Niels Hartwig, read for you by Niels Hartwig. Introduction. I left the firm on a Tuesday. I remember because I'd just billed 43 hours the previous week, two of which were spent in a windowless conference room arguing about the font on a slide. The slide was about cost synergies in a merger that, as it turned out, never happened. The font was Calibri. I voted for Garamond and lost. That night I sat at my kitchen table in Amsterdam, in front of a notebook and a beer, and I wrote down two numbers. The first was my salary, which was good. The second was what the firm billed for my time, which was roughly four times my salary. I stared at those numbers for a while. Then I wrote down a third number, which was what I thought one of my clients, a CFO I'd been working with at a logistics company in Rotterdam, would pay me directly to do the same work, minus the slides and the font fights. That third number was bigger than I'd expected. Not four times my salary, but more than two times, and I'd keep most of it. I went independent 6 weeks later. That was 16 years ago. I'm 49 now. I've had years where I made less than my old salary. I've had years where I made three times it. I've worked with banks in Frankfurt, software companies in Toronto, family businesses in Belgium, a fishing cooperative in Iceland, and once, memorably, a Catholic religious order that needed help restructuring how their schools were run. I've fired clients. I've been fired by clients. I've taken a year off and come back. I've raised a child while doing this. I've made every mistake in this book at least once. This is the book I wish someone had handed me on that Tuesday. It is not a book about how to start a consulting firm. There are plenty of those, and most of them are written by people who left their firm, started another firm, and are now selling you the firm-starting playbook. That is fine. It just isn't this book. This is for the person who wants to work alone, or with a small bench of trusted collaborators, and earn a multiple of what a job pays. It is for the freelance specialist who is tired of being underpaid by agencies. It is for the fractional executive who is figuring out what to charge. It is for the corporate refugee on month four of their gardening leave who has noticed that the calls aren't quite coming the way they hoped. You don't have to want to become an agency. Most consultants I know who became agencies regret it. They went from being highly paid practitioners to being managers of less good versions of themselves. The work got worse. The money, after overhead, didn't get much better. The freedom, the thing they'd left the firm to get, evaporated. There's a version of this career where you stay small and stay paid, where you do the actual work with senior clients on problems that interest you, for fees that would make a salaryman weep, where you take August off and your clients are happy to wait, where you finish a project and a new one starts because someone you helped 2 years ago has told someone else to call you. That version exists. I'm living in it. So are dozens of consultants I know across Europe and North America. None of us are exceptional. We've just figured out the boring mechanics of the thing. That's what this book is. The boring mechanics. How to pick a niche where the phone actually rings. How to price so you don't end up the cheap option for people who never become good clients. How to write a proposal that gets signed without three rounds of revision. How to write a statement of work that prevents the lawsuit. How to deliver, how to deal with the bad clients you'll inevitably take on, how to build a referral engine that runs in the background, how to get to 200,000, how to get to 500,000, how to do all of this without burning out, because the burnout will end the career faster than any market downturn. I'll be specific. When I tell you what to charge, I'll tell you in euros and dollars. When I describe a client, I'll name them. The names are invented, the situations are not. When I tell you what I did wrong, I'll tell you what it cost me, in money and in years. A note on tone. I have a low tolerance for the language of consulting. Words like leverage, used as a verb, or robust, or seamless, or anything that implies a journey, these have been banned from this manuscript on principle. If a consultant tells you they will help you navigate the complexities of your transformation, count your spoons. The good consultants I know speak the way the client speaks. They name the problem in the client's own words, and then they help fix it. They don't sound like a TED Talk. One more thing. This work, done well, is one of the better careers a person can have. You get paid like a senior.